Alleluia. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Dear friends in Christ, grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Be seated. After making a major donation, the rich often have the privilege of naming rights. For example, if they give the founding donation, then the foundation will bear their name. Their name is remembered in connection with the donation as long as the foundation exists. The name of a rich person is used much in this world. He or she is known and remembered for any number of reasons, some good and some not so good. But some people aren't remembered. After Jesus had risen from the dead, he showed himself alive to many witnesses. But only 40 days after that resurrection, Jesus ascends into heaven. So the apostles return to the upper room and set about the business of the church. Peter gets up in front of the assembly and presents a problem. Peter gives the account about how one of the 12, the betrayer, was no longer part of their number. And he doesn't spare any of the gory details. The 12 disciples had been chosen by Jesus. Today's text tells us how the first pastor was chosen through the church. And so today, every year on the seventh Sunday of Easter in the three-year lectionary, the church remembers Matthias. But not really, because we really don't know that much about him. Our text tells us that he had all the qualifications to be an apostle. He was one of the men who have accompanied the 11 during all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among them, beginning from the baptism of John until the day when he was taken up from us. But even though Matthias had all these qualifications, even though he was with Jesus from his baptism all the way to his ascension, he's never before been mentioned in the Bible. And in fact, we actually know more about the other guy who's mentioned. He has three names, which shows him to be one with status. Joseph, called Barsabbas, who was also called Justice. That other guy is mentioned again later in Acts. But Matthias? He never again makes an appearance in the biblical text. Even the history of this man outside the Bible is murky at best. We don't have a record of what he did. Even tradition seems to be fairly silent about him. There's no consensus on when or where he was martyred, or if he was even martyred at all. Even the Wikipedia article dedicated to him is full of speculation. Did he perform any great acts of valor? Did he make a great confession of Christ? Was he put on trial for his preaching? The truth is that when it comes to Matthias, there doesn't seem to be anything noteworthy or noble at all. Basically, Saint Matthias is forgotten. All we really seem to know about him is his name. He was the one of whom David spoke, "Let another take his office." He was chosen to take the place of the betrayer. This man became the first pastor called and ordained by the church. This man was given to stand in the place of Christ. And so we actually know a few more things about this man. He was a pastor. He spoke with the voice of Christ. He preached forgiveness and repentance in Jesus' name. He baptized people into Christ and fed and nourished them with the body and blood of Jesus. This is what all pastors do. And as we heard in our sermon today, Christ is the world's Redeemer. The Lord is patient with you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance. Jesus died on the cross for the sins of the whole world. He has purchased forgiveness for all. But that we may obtain this saving faith, the ministry of teaching the gospel and administering the sacraments was instituted. Through word and sacraments, as through instruments, the Holy Spirit is given. He works faith when and where it pleases God, in those who hear the good news that God justifies those who believe that they are received into grace for Christ's sake. God, in his mercy, brings Christ to you through their hands and their lips. into your ears and mouth. As it is with St. Matthias, so it is with all pastors, called and ordained by Christ into his office. But so also are pastors forgotten. Since I've been here, I've heard stories of your beloved pastors from the past and present. And I'm sure a number of you could tell me many more stories of pastors from years ago. But the truth of the matter is that the memory of these men sort of gets fuzzy. They fade. Eventually, they will become like Matthias, a man of whom little is known. They will be forgotten. But that is how it should be. This is the Christian's comfort. Though another take his office, that office remains. Because the office of the holy ministry does not belong to your pastor. It belongs to Christ. And because the office belongs to Christ, it has assurance. Christ is the one speaking, forgiving, baptizing, visiting, feeding, and nourishing. It is Christ who saves. Now, today, we remember and honor mothers. So what sorts of things do you remember about your mother? Maybe you remember the kind words that she said to you as you grew up. Maybe you remember the way she prayed or insisted that you go to church. Maybe you think of her often. But perhaps, maybe your memories of your mother aren't quite so pleasant. Maybe you remember the last unkind thing you said to her, or the things that she did that annoyed you. Maybe your mother was distant or absent from your life. The truth is that all of us have memories of a mom in our life. But what about your great-grandmother? Those memories aren't as clear, are they? And your great-great-grandmother? The memory of her in your family is probably distant at best, if not completely absent. Most likely her memory is just a name, maybe a story or two. Like Matthias, your mother will eventually be forgotten. Eventually, even if someone does try to preserve her memory, she'll just be another name in someone's genealogical record, forgotten. And yet we work so hard to be remembered. Now, as it is with Matthias, so it is with you. You too will be forgotten. But so what if you are forgotten like Matthias? Do not despair that people will forget you. Every good work that you have done will be forgotten, if you even have anything in your life that's worthy to be remembered. Stop trying to be noticed by others so that they praise you. Don't seek your comfort in their praise. Your worth is not found there. Your worth is in Christ. So learn from the example of Matthias. He was placed into an office, given a vocation. We don't even have any words from Matthias about the vocation he was given. He says nothing about it. Instead, he serves until his death. So it is with you. In this life, God has given you a place to serve. Be a spouse, parent, child, sibling, friend, neighbor. But the truth is that this is harder than it appears. Yes, in this life there is hard work and suffering. But Jesus promises you that his yoke is easy, his burden is light. For in your work, you do not work for your own salvation. Your salvation has already been won. And here in God's house, that salvation is delivered to you. You are given a place in the kingdom of God. You will not be forgotten, because God remembers you. Today, our epistle reading from Revelation tells us that in heaven the Lamb's name will be on our foreheads. And all throughout Easter, we've been hearing from the book of Revelation. We've heard about the Lamb's Book of Life. And what is contained in that book? Stories? Mighty works of valor? No. Names are written in that book. Your name. Your name is inscribed in that Lamb's Book of Life. You know that is the case because Jesus, through his public office, baptized you. Jesus wrote your name in his book. Your name is given and written by God. He will not forget you. He who testifies to these things says, surely I am coming soon. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. Amen. And now may the peace of God fill your hearts and minds through faith in Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Alleluia. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Amen.